The U.S. Census Bureau is ramping up its national recruiting efforts to hire up to 500,000 temporary part-time census takers for the 2020 census. And joining me now, I have Angelica Vasquez, media specialist for the U.S. Census Bureau. So thank you for joining me today, Angelica. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me, Stephen. Thank you so much.
So tell us about the 2020 census. When is it happening? When does it take place?
Well, Stephen, as you know, the 2020 census is this year. The census is mandated by the U.S. Constitution every 10 years. And the official day for the 2020 census is Wednesday, April 1st. And most households nationwide will receive a letter from the U.S. Census Bureau in mid-March inviting them to respond to the 2020 census questionnaires.
Why does the Census Bureau need to count everyone? Why is it so important, and what is all that data used for?
Well, the 2020 census will help shape our communities over the next decade, Stephen. That's why it's so important. The results or responses that we are going to receive from the 2020 census questionnaires will determine the number of seats each state will hold in the U.S. House of Representatives, and it also will help allocate billions of dollars in federal funds by state, local, and federal lawmakers every year for 10 years for critical public services like hospitals and healthcare clinics, schools, education programs, bridges and roads, fire emergency responses, health for the elderly, and everything in our community that we need.
Now, some people are worried about how the data will be used. You don't sell the data to any other agencies, is that correct?
No, absolutely not. So the U.S. Census Bureau will not share any information with any law enforcement or any other federal agency. The questionnaires or the responses are going to be secure, private, safe in any of the three ways or methods that people will be able to respond, online, by phone, or sending the questionnaire by regular mail. So absolutely it's safe and there's nothing to be afraid of.
Okay, now you just mentioned some of the ways that they can respond to the questionnaire. Tell us about that again, and how many languages will the census be available in this year?
Okay, let me tell you this, Stephen. For the first time, all households nationwide will be able to respond to the 2020 census questionnaire online in 12 languages. So, and this is very exciting because it will increase the response, you know, because everyone now is connected. But also, we are providing to respond to the 2020 census questionnaire by phone, also in 12 languages. And of course, you can send your questionnaire by regular mail as well.
Okay, now, we know that the 2020 census is recruiting right now. You need people to help out. Tell us about that, and how many people are you looking to recruit?
Stephen, the 2020 census is less than 2 months away, you know, and counting everyone who lives in the United States is a huge undertaking, and we need everyone's help to ensure a complete and accurate count. That's why the U.S. Census Bureau is hiring thousands of people nationwide to help us get this done. So, and this is a great opportunity to pay off your holiday debt. If you want to supplement your income while you're working your full-time job. So this is a great opportunity for recent high school graduates, veterans, retirees, stay-home parents, so everyone can apply. And we are counting with your audience to if they are interested in applying.
Okay, and what positions are available?
Okay, so there, these are temporary positions, and one of these positions is as a census taker. A census taker is the person who will go door to door to collect responses in person from households that do not respond to the 2020 census questionnaire online, by phone, or by sending the questionnaire by regular mail. So that the payment, it's a great pay actually in the area of San Bernardino or Palm Springs. It's a competitive pay, the pay training, a weekly paycheck, and it's fun. It looks good on your resume. So it has many, many benefits. And also the requirements are to be 18 years or older, have a social security number, and a valid email address. That's it.
You said that anyone can apply, but do you have any specific requirements for specific jobs that you are looking for?
Well, no, we are not looking for that great resume, you know. No, everyone who is interested in having an extra income, or if they want to be part of the 2020 census team, so they are very welcome to apply. So we are looking for enthusiastic people and ready to be part of this 2020 census process.
And how can people apply? Is there a website that they can go to?
Yes, it's very easy, Stephen, to apply. So all you have to do is go to 2020census.gov/jobs, or you can call 855-JOB-2020. It only takes 20 to 30 minutes to apply, so it's very easy. And if you are applying for a supervisory position, so it will take 10 minutes longer, but it's very easy. You will receive an email saying that they receive your application, and then you just follow the application process.
Okay, give us that website and that phone number once again.
It's 2020census.gov/jobs, or people can call 855-JOB-2020.
Okay, do you have any last comment or recommendations on how important the 2020 census is?
Well, people need to increase awareness about the importance and benefits of participating in the 2020 census. And remember that most households in the nation will receive invitations in the mail to respond in mid-March. And for the first time, people can choose to respond online, by phone, or by mail. We are encouraging people to respond to the 2020 census questionnaire as soon as they receive these invitations. The 2020 census is coming and everyone counts, and taking part is our civic duty.
Angelica Vasquez, Media Specialist for the U.S. Census Bureau, and we've been talking about how the U.S. Census Bureau is looking to hire part-time census takers for the 2020 census. So thanks once again for joining me today, Angelica. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for this opportunity, Stephen. I really appreciate it.